Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Officials in San Antonio are describing stacks of bodies found inside a tractor trailer Monday evening in what is presumed to be a deadly human smuggling attempt. 46 people were found dead, and Fire Chief Charles Hood says another 16, including 4 children, were transported to hospitals with heat stroke and exhaustion.
The patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering from heat stroke, heat exhaustion. No signs of water in the vehicle.
Hood says the truck was refrigerated tractor trailer, but there was no visible working air conditioning unit and no signs of water. Federal authorities are now leading the investigation. 3 people are in custody, but officials say their link to human trafficking is not clear. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are responding to the Amtrak derailment in Missouri. Authorities say a passenger train traveling from Los Angeles to Chicago struck a dump truck and derailed, killing 3 people and injuring dozens. Many U.S. military bases are located in states where abortion services are now banned following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Defense Department says it's working to develop policies for women ordered to serve in those states who want to end their pregnancies, as NPR's Brian Mann reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin released a statement after Roe was struck down by the Supreme Court, saying the military is, quote, evaluating our policies to ensure we continue to provide seamless access to reproductive health. But Army Specialist Bailey Thurby says she wouldn't want to serve at a military base in states where abortions are banned.
I would not be comfortable at all. Personally, I don't want kids at all, and due to my sexuality, if I were to have a kid, it would be very traumatic for me.
Military women and spouses told NPR it will be a financial hardship to travel long distances for abortions, which aren't covered by the military's health insurance program. Brian Mann, NPR News.
With abortion largely banned in a growing list of states, some anti-abortion rights advocates expected to push for additional criminal penalties. Blake Farmer, member station WPLN in Nashville, reports evangelical leaders are trying to head off any punishment aimed at the person who is pregnant.
The Southern Baptist Convention is praising the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. An executive committee member, Dana Hall McCain, says she understands the interest in going beyond punishing health care providers who perform abortion services, but she's advising caution.
The woman who will be subject to criminal prosecution will be the woman who lives well below the poverty line and does not have access to resources and also lacks resources for an adequate criminal defense.
McCain leads a Southern Baptist committee that this month refused to endorse a measure offering the denomination's support for penalizing pregnant people who get abortions, but the proposal is likely to come up again.
You're listening to NPR News. The House January 6th committee is set to hold a public hearing Tuesday. It will be the panel's 6th. The hearing was scheduled at the last minute, with the committee saying it will present recently obtained evidence and receive witness testimony. The FBI, meanwhile, has seized the phone of John Eastman, a lawyer who advised former President Trump about the 2020 election. Eastman disclosed the seizure in a court filing in a federal lawsuit in New Mexico, saying the FBI took his phone last Wednesday while he was exiting a restaurant. Eastman is asking a federal judge to order that his phone be returned and to block investigators from accessing it. MSNBC has named the journalist Alex Wagner to speak as the network's serve as the network's 9 p.m. host. The appointment prompted by star Rachel Maddow's decision to step back, as NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Maddow rocketed to success on MSNBC after rising as a critic of the George W. Bush administration's invasion and involvement in Iraq. Maddow will continue to host the Rachel Maddow Show on Mondays and produce specials for the Liberal Network. Alex Wagner is an experienced journalist, a former senior editor at The Atlantic magazine, who has previously hosted shows for MSNBC and CBS News. She was also co-host of Showtime's political magazine, The Circus. She rejoined MSNBC earlier this year as a political analyst and guest host. The question of how to replace Maddow has been one of the largest challenges confronting MSNBC President Rashida Jones. Jones stressed Wagner's work covering politics, immigration, and foreign affairs, as well as her life experience as the daughter of a Burmese immigrant. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR.